All right, Pastor Ronde, just a quick question. I know we met when we started in Uniben Parish, 1984. How our relationship has been good so far, excellent. We've worked together. And how did we come? Did you get to know anything about the church or about me before we met at Uniben Parish?
About the Celestial Church?
Yes, and yes.
Oh yes. I was a member. My father joined the Celestial Church, I believe, in 1969. And that later that year was when I came back on holidays, because I was a Shell scholar. Mm. Normally, in your penultimate or one to the last year, the one before the last year, they allow you, sponsors, to go on holidays back home.
When you say you're a Shell scholar, what's the meaning of that?
Oh, okay. That means that I had a Shell BP scholarship for my first degree. Actually, the way we were about 2,300 or so HSC, higher school certificate students, sixth form students that competed all over the country. But as things happened, only 23 of us succeeded and went abroad. So I was sponsored in my first degree work.
Wow.
By the Shell BP company. Okay. So they refer to them as Shell Scholar.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When we met, you that time you were already an assistant professor at the University of Benin. I just had my journalism diploma in journalism, not much, but you worked so well with me. We got along. There was no pride. You did not look down on me. What made you just? We just clicked. What's the reason behind that?
Well, the reason behind that is God. Mm-hmm. I was actually a lecturer at the University of Benin,
okay,
in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
When we met, we had never met before. We didn't know from Adam.
Exactly.
However, I saw that we were working so well together. Then I asked the Lord that, supposing I had not even come to Bendel State as it was that time to work, how would we have met? And what made me bold enough to ask the Lord is that He had told me that even though He gave the gifts of revelation to myself and my senior brother, I mean, he's late now.
Mm.
He went to be with the Lord 2003. My senior brother. But that He gave me one thing extra. Mm. And that was the grace to ask Him for the mechanics of how things happen. And for Him to reply me, to teach me. And so I have had occasion time and again when things are puzzling to me to ask the Lord, knowing that He was the one who invited me to ask.
Hmm.
So I asked Him, and He replied to me that that was what He pre-planned, and that even if I didn't go to work at the Uniben, He would still have done it, that we would have met.
Okay. Did you ever ask Him if I was the true, genuine successor to Papa Oshofa?
No, I didn't ask Him that, because I didn't have to ask Him that. The reasons are this. Number one, when He showed me how Pastor Oshofa came to, by hand, pick me and you from that room. In the Revelation, there were three rooms in the place where we worship. That's not how it really was, but in the Revelation it was. He picked us and he took us across the next room where I saw a supreme evangelist Bada very clearly, along with other lieutenants of Papa Oshofa, and some I didn't even know, some I knew. They were shouting and arguing very bitterly, and themselves, and what I didn't even know what was the matter. But Papa Oshofa told us as he took us across that we should not pay any attention to what was going on. Then he took us right to the next room, and I saw that that next room was empty. Then he told us to kneel down, me, myself, and yourself. And he placed one hand on each one, and he announced, he said, "I am doing this because of the work that you two have to do together." And then he anointed us, and then he started praying with his hands laid on us. And he prayed for a significant amount of time. So having seen that, I knew that the Lord definitely had need of us. Then when we came here to the U.S., as God arranged it at different times, you people started in Tulsa, 1997. I asked the Lord how things were going, and he said that I should let you champion the work, because that was what he had arranged, and that I should support you. So that I had clearly from the Lord Jesus Christ, no doubt about it. And so, where in accordance to so many revelations earlier shown about what you will do in the celestial church, that's why I felt it was. The answer was already supplied, and no further question is needed.
Okay, your father talked about Celestia, and they showed him a revelation of the status of Celestia Church of Christ. Could you give us a little more light on that, what they showed to your father?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
My father was very, very gifted by the Lord. Now, before coming to Celestia, he headed another church, also a white garment church, people refer to them.
Yes.
Now, he told me that for the last couple of years, either three or two or four, I can't remember. They used to go to the seaside at the end of the year to pray. He said whenever he will be preaching at that seaside, they will give him a vision where somebody will be telling him, "You must stand before the king." And then he said that he began to get worried that did that mean that he was going to die physically. But then they explained it to him when actually he was told to go to the Celestial Church. He said when he got there, then he started to ask the Lord why, that he actually subjected himself to 21 days fasting and prayer. That he wanted to know the particular reason, because God could have taken to so many places. God had done things by his own hands, and God was doing wonderful things by the hands of other men of God. Why in particular this Celestial Church? And that was when, in answer to that question, they showed him that revelation which I have detailed in the book.
Yes.
That you will have one chapter. And in that it was so clear that the grace in this celestial church, as was explained to him, is like three stories higher than in every other church.
Wow.
And they gave him more details.
Amen,
but
amen.
Anybody who's interested can read the book.
Yes, chapter 24. Okay. Okay, thank you, Pastor Orinde. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.